Today we begin lesson 6 in Megillas Esther. We will be learning Perek Beis, chapter 2, learning Psukim Yud Zayin to Chaf Gimel, 17 to 23. In the Simonim Tanakh, we are on page 1264, about 4 lines from the top. Let's begin with Pasuk Yud Zayin. Vayehav HaMelech, and the king loved, es Esther, mikol hanoshim, from all the women, and meaning women, married women or not, vatiso chein vochesed lefonov, and she won chein, grace, vochesed, and favor lefonov before, mikol habesulos, more than all the other virgins. Meaning to say that although there were many more women on the list for the king to see, however, he said, that's enough. I found the one I want. And therefore, what does he do? Vayosem keser malchus perosho. And he placed the crown of kingdom on her head. Vayam licheo. And he coronated her tachas Vashti instead of Vashti. Which means to say he loved her just as much as Vashti. So you see from here that obviously, although Esther had no interest in marrying this man and she came with nothing, but what happens is he loves her anyway and he coronates her. Yurches Vayas HaMelech Mishtegado. The king makes a great feast. Now why is he doing the things he's going to do in the next pasuk? Because Esther, he still wanted to know, Esther, like, where are you from? What's your ancestry? She doesn't want to tell. So he's going to try to do a number of things in order for her to divulge her ancestry. So he starts by making a big feast in her honor. L'chol sarav, for all his officers, v'avodav, and his servants. Es mishta Esther, the feast of Esther. So he makes a big party, perhaps by make a big party, then she'll be willing to, she sees how much he loves her, she'll divulge, but she doesn't. Then what does he do? He does vahanocha, and he makes an amnesty, a reduction of taxes, lamedinos osa. He made for all the provinces. And he's saying, Esther, you know, I'm making a big reduction in taxes. If I knew where you came from, I'd give your place even bigger reductions. She still wouldn't tell. And then what does he do? Vayiten, and he gave mas'as gifts, kiyad, as is fitting, hamelech, the king. He wants to give gifts to all kinds of people. And he said, if I knew who your family was, I would give them more gifts. But she's still not telling. Well, what happens in the interim, he told Esther that, you know, he really would like to have a Jewish advisor, just like Nebuchadnezzar had Daniel. He knows that Jews are smart. Does she know of any Jews who might be an advisor? And she recommended Mordechai. So when the king meets Mordechai, he says, how do I get Esther to tell the truth of what's going to be happening over here? That she would tell me who her ancestors are. So Mordechai says, well, the best way is to go get her jealous. And if you get her jealous, perhaps she will tell you what it is. So what does he do when you attest? The king says, you know what? I'm going to start seeking out the rest of those maidens. Ubi he barkates, and when he gathered Besulos, the young virgin, Shanis a second time, and now he's going to look at some more women, hoping that Esther would now divulge, because she'd be jealous of the king still wanting to be with other women. And this becomes the connection to the next part of the pasuk. Mordechai, and Mordechai Yoshev was sitting Bishar Melech in the courtyard, the gates of the palace, as all the dignitaries were. So that's the connection, because now he was there. He was an advisor. He gave this advice. Now, why will he give such advice? Because the truth is, Mordechai really wanted to know if this was truly from Hashem. And the only way he could know is if that Achashverosh would have another chance to be with other women. And maybe he would want to find someone better than Esther. And although she's bringing transigent and not telling where she's from, and he's going to check other women. So really, if Hashem doesn't want Esther there, Ahasuerus will now find someone else instead of Esther. But if now, after a second time around, he still wants Esther, then Mordechai is clear that this is all from Hashem, and then we have to behave accordingly. Now, obviously, there is a question that has to be asked. Even if Esther didn't tell where she came from, what about the Jews? All the Jews knew about Esther. Couldn't he find out from the Jews? So there's two answers to that. Either number one, even if Jews did say it, but remember, we already said yesterday that every province claimed that Esther came from them. So that would just be another voice of people wanting to take credit for having Esther being coming from them. Number two, they feared Mordechai as being the new advisor. And if he didn't say anything, they figured they shouldn't say anything. Well, with all those efforts that he made, all the things that he did, still and all in Pasuk Chaf, Ein Esther, Esther would not Magedes tell Moladita her ancestry, Ve Es Amo and her people. Why? Kashir Tziva La Mordechai, just as Mordechai commanded her. Ve Es Mamar Mordechai, Esther Asa, and the words of Mordechai, Esther did. Kashir Hoysa, just like when she was Ve Amna, being raised Ito with him. Even though she was the queen, and you figure she could do what she wants, she still was obedient to Mordechai. So now we have Esther is firmly in the kingdom. All the efforts of Ahasuerus to find out who she was don't work. She has a certain charm over him. And now we get to another little subplot of the story. Chaf Aleph, by Yomim Ha'em, in those days, when Mordechai Yoshev B'Shar HaMelech, and Mordechai is sitting by the gates of the king, Kotzav got angry. Who got angry? Big son Vaseresh. Big son, that's a name, and Seresh is a name. They were very angry. Now, why were they angry? And what were they angry about? Well, who were they, first of all? They were two chamberlains of Hamelech the king, Mishomre, who were the guards of Hasaf, the threshold. So they were guards to make sure that, you know, no, people don't go in if they're not supposed to. Vayivakshu, and they sought, they wanted Lishlachia to cast their hands, meaning to assassinate, by Melech Ahasuerus, King Ahasuerus. They wanted to poison him. Why did they want to do that? Because they were jealous of Mordechai's sudden elevation of being a minister, as it were, an advisor, and they weren't. So because of that, they wanted to kill Ahasuerus. Chavbeis, Vayivada, and it became known, Hadover, the plot, LeMordechai to Mordechai. How did Mordechai know about it? The answer is that these guards were in the gateway of the king, and Mordechai is by the gateway. Now, they were plotting, and they spoke in their native tongue, which was the Tarshian language, figuring Mordechai doesn't know Tarshian, as he's a Jew. But they failed to realize that since Mordechai was on the Sanhedrin, and everyone in the Sanhedrin needed to know 70 languages, although they spoke freely in a foreign language, they didn't realize that Mordechai understood everything they were saying. And quickly, what does Mordechai do? Vayagade, and he told it over La Esther, to Esther, Amalka, the queen. And then Vatomer Esther, and then Esther said, La Melech, the king, to alert him, B'shem, in the name of Mordechai. So she didn't take the credit for it. And the Gemara learns from here that if you say something over in the name of the person, that brings the redemption. As indeed, we'll see later on, the redemption comes from this. Chaf Gimel, Vayivukash, and it was investigated. Hadavar, this thing. They checked out the matter. Vayimotse, and they found it as it was. It was corroborated that indeed they were trying to kill the king. So they were punished. Vayitolu, and they were hung. Shneim, both of them, ala eitz on a tree. Vayikos Sev, and it was written, Mordechai's kindness was written, B'Sefer, in a book, of what? Divrei HaMiyomim, the words of the days, meaning Chronicles. It was written in the book of Chronicles, L'fnei HaMelech, before the king, was put in his Chronicles. We should realize there's tremendous, again, Hashkocha Pratis going on over here, that Mordechai was able to overhear the plot and save Ahasuerus. Ultimately, this would be something that Ahasuerus would have to do a payback for him. And the other obvious hashgacha pratis that has been evolving in this perek is that Esther now has been placed as the king, replacing Vashti, where, as we know, before the terrible things that are going to happen in the next chapter that we'll learn next week, Hashem always provides the refuah before the makkah, the healing medicine before the sickness. And before Haman rises to power, things are set into place, with Esther firmly ensconced as the queen, with the king not knowing that she's Jewish, Mordechai having done a favor for the king that the king owes him, and he's greatly indebted to him. Let's take a look at the questions. Number one, what did the king do because he loved Esther? Well, he gave her the crown, put the crown on her. She would now be the queen instead of him. And he also wanted to find out very much what her ancestry was. All right, so number two, what did the king do in order for Esther to divulge her ancestry? He tried a number of things. Number one, he made a feast for her. Number two, he gave a tax reduction to the provinces. He gave gifts to the provinces, all saying, if I only knew where you came from, I could give more tax reductions and more gifts for that. Three, how did Mordechai become an advisor to the king? Ahasuerus asked Esther if she knew of a Jewish man who could be his advisor, just as Nebuchadnezzar had Daniel as his advisor. Four, where did Mordechai frequent? He frequented by the gates of the palace. Five, what advice was the king seeking from Mordechai? How can I get Esther to divulge her ancestry? Six, what advice did Mordechai give the king? He advised him to have a second round of the beauty contest and to keep seeing more women, and she'll be jealous and she'll finally divulge what's going on over there. Now, the reason he really did that was to see from Hashem if it was destined that Esther really should be the wife of the king or not. Seven, did Esther reveal her ancestry? Why? She did not, because she still listened to Mordechai telling her not to do that. Eight, who were the chamberlains who were angry? Bigson and Seresh. Why were the chamberlains angry? Because Mordechai was elevated to a high role as an advisor, and he skipped over them, and they were upset and jealous they didn't get it. 10. What did the chamberlains attempt to do? To poison the king. 11. Who found out about the plans? Mordechai. 12. How was he able to find out the plans? That although they spoke a foreign language, and they therefore thought that Mordechai, who was a Jew, wouldn't understand their language, he was able to hear all their plans as they said it right in front of his face without them realizing that he understood what they were saying. That's the same as 13. Why weren't the chamberlains more careful in concealing their plans? Because they thought Mordechai did not know their Tarshian language. 14. How did Esther find out about their plans? Mordechai told her. 15. How did the king find out about their plans? Esther told him. 16. From where did the rabbis learn that repeating something over in someone's name brings redemption? From Esther telling the king in the name of Mordechai about the assassination attempt. 17. Was the plot foiled? Yes. 18. What happened to the two chamberlains? The two chamberlains were hung on a tree. 19. What was written in the book of Chronicles? The fact that Mordechai alerted the king to save his life. 20. Was Mordechai rewarded for his good deed and why? Mordechai was not yet rewarded. It was merely written in the Chronicles. Why was he not? Again, divine supervision that the king would later have to reward Mordechai at the time when he needed to be rewarded. 21. What two events in today's lesson show Hashem's divine supervision? The fact that Esther now is made the king, although she did not want to be. The fact that Mordechai was able to find out the plans of Bigson and Seresh and save the king, and the king would owe him great favors, and that the king did not reward him at this time. Please spend a few minutes going over today's lesson, and over this weekend, the Shabbos, please go over the first six lessons. Have a great Shabbos.